example. It's 7:45 here on Giant 90.9. And that can only mean one thing. Your host, Owen Pulley, is alongside Maxwell Gilly and Lucas McKee in HD1 Studios. And it's time for Sports Spotlight! I was a little late to the intro today, but that's all right. Welcome to the Sports Spotlight. My name is Owen Pulley alongside Maxwell Gilly and Lucas McKee. We're here live from WBDG Studios talking about sports. But first, we got to ask how these young fellas are doing today on this Tuesday, December 6th at 7:49 a.m.
I'm doing good. You know, it's going to be the new sports week now. We can just forget what happened on Sunday Night Football with that awful mess of a game.
Yeah, I'm doing great as well. Another embarrassment on national television is great. It's fine, though. We have top 10 pick. Colts are going to get it together.
Hopefully. At this point, I think they're ninth.
Yeah,
right,
they're ninth.
Right now.
If Saints would have won last night, they would have moved to eighth. But unfortunately, Tom Brady did Tom Brady things in the last 3 minutes of that fourth quarter. And
hey, I'm happy I won in fantasy. I didn't win in fantasy because I already won. But I was the only team in my division who won last night. Because I literally watched it live. I was looking at fantasy. My friend Tyler was down like 3 points. And my friend Nick was up. And then I'm looking at it. And then it was 99% chance for Nick to win. And then it literally flipped to Tyler, 99% chance to win. And I was like, what happened? You ever seen that one, the Super Bowl video where he's like, what happened? But then it ended up going to Tom Brady, ended up throwing a touchdown with 3 seconds left. They kicked the extra point. So no overtime, so no other points happened.
Yeah.
But I won in my division, or I won. The person who's in front of me and the person who's behind me lost. And then the person who's already eliminated, he lost. So, I guess that helps. I guess it would have helped if you won, because then that would have made the higher division, the guy that's in the top of the division, lose. But anyway, Colts lose 54-19. That's a scoregami. If you don't know what a scoregami is, that means it has never happened in the history of the NFL. That score has never happened until today, or Sunday.
It's very exciting. I mean, that's all that we can take. You know, Matt Ryan looked awful. This entire team looked awful. But hey, scoregami. Whatever it takes to get little victories as fans for, wasting your time.
I guess a little victory will be Will Levis in a Colts uniform.
Yeah.
I'll take that. I honestly will. I'll take it. It'll suffice. Do you think Peyton Manning can fit in a helmet still?
No, I don't think so. He was trying to put that helmet on early on in the Manning cast when it was the Ravens helmet.
Yeah, that was so funny.
That was hilarious.
Told coach Speedflex didn't fit. But yeah, the Colts lose a tough one. Matt Ryan, 21 for 37, 233 yards, two touchdowns, three interceptions. I read that wrong there. Jonathan Taylor, 21 carries for 82 yards and no touchdowns. Matt Ryan got the legs moving a little bit. 3 carries, -2 yards. So I made Lucas almost spit up his water.
For some reason, I was thinking maybe he did run a few yards that game, but then you said -2, and I forgot. Oh, yeah, he didn't.
Hey, the one time he was able to get 39 yards, people thought that he was going to be special again.
Yeah.
And they still lost, I think.
Yeah, I think
I don't know what happened to Sam.
I think a JV soccer player is more mobile than Matt Ryan right now.
There we go.
But Alec Pierce with a touchdown, 4 receptions, 86 yards, and a touchdown.
I benched him.
Ashton Doolin. I had him for a little bit, and then he just kind of sat on my bench. Ashton Doolin, 1 reception for 14 yards and a touchdown, a red zone touchdown to be more specific. Stephon Gilmore with an interception. And Isaiah Rodgers, this is a thing. I do want to talk about this with Jeff Saturday. There was a play where Isaiah Rodgers picked off the ball, and then there was a holding call, I do believe, after that.
No, it was a personal foul. It was Isaiah Franklin helmet-to-helmet hit.
Helmet-to-helmet, that's right.
Right after.
And then they ruled it an incomplete pass, and Jeff Saturday didn't challenge it.
Because of that, I feel like because of that personal helmet to helmet, it wouldn't have been a pick.
That is true, but I think in that situation, I think you got it. I don't know. I think that he's one of those coaches that I think he's got to get more.
I think it's just, this is just like a, I don't even know what this year is. I don't really think anyone can.
This feels
like
a fever dream.
Yeah, exactly. This year is just really like an experiment, I guess. I don't even know what's this real. This year is not real. I'm just ready to cut to April. So,
yeah,
it's just help a lot more.
Well, moving away from the Colts, they have a bye week next week. They will not play anybody.
And we won't lose.
They won't win either.
Yep.
Well, they weren't going
to
win anyway.
We don't have to watch our team suffers.
Oh, so. That'll definitely be a week. I'll just watch some NFL and, yeah, do all that. But then after that, Saturday, December 17th, they did update the day.
Another
Colts-Vikings in Minnesota. Because,
another national TV game.
Yeah, against a pretty good team.
So. Yeah, but why do the Colts tend to do good against good teams? Except for that, I don't know what happened during that Cowboys game. That was a fluke right at the end of the game.
33 points.
33 unanswered points when it was 19-21 at halftime. I don't know what. After that Jelani Woods fumble, it just kind of like all turned from there.
Well, let's talk about a team, for Max's sake, who is worse than the Colts, but will not have a better draft pick than the Colts because that will go to Seattle.
Oh, I wonder who that could be.
Max, do you have any guess who that could be?
Broncos country.
Let's ride.
Even though, you know, they were up against the Lamar Jackson-less Ravens because Lamar Jackson got hurt within the first quarter, they still managed to screw it up. They were up 9-3, and then a touchdown is scored, and then the Ravens win.
Yeah, that was 10-9 final score. Ravens moved to 8-4. Broncos are now 3-9, and I do believe they play the Chiefs Sunday, December 11th, this Sunday at 4:05. So the Chiefs are looking pretty good this year. They did lose to the Colts. If you were to tell me that at the beginning of the year, now they do have the Chargers and the Giants, that the Colts would sweep the AFC West and get swept by the NFC East, I thought you were going to be crazy.
I would have said that as well. I mean, still think that, and I've been saying this since that Kansas City game, I still think that was a fluke win, but
it was.
A win's a win.
Well, but then you look at Sky Moore and his special teams ability throughout the year so far, even including after the game. Maybe it wasn't a fluke because Sky Moore has not been good at special teams at all. He's muffed so many punts. So he's a great receiver, but he has muffed a lot of punts, and that's why they took him off actually last game against the Chargers. They took him off of special teams punt return. I think that was a defensive win when it comes to the Chiefs game.
I mean, this defense has been the only really positive that the Colts have had.
The only thing, with another great pass rusher, that's a solid defense. And then Shaquille Leonard back, it's just, I don't know what the offense is, what's happening with the offense. It's crazy.
I mean, it's kind of hard to win games. Another, like, defense wins you championships. But if your offense doesn't score, your offense keeps turning over the ball.
Your offense can't win either of those games.
If defense wins championships, I would be in the national championship, and the Broncos would be winning the Super Bowl.
Of course.
If defense wins championships. Like I said, I talked about it last week. Ranked 32nd in offense, but ranked number 1 in defense for points scored versus points allowed. It's ridiculous.
Something's got to change.
Something has to change. Oh, I thought I had read that. Wait, isn't Christmas is on
the 25th? Yeah.
Well, yeah, I know that. It's on a Sunday, right?
Is it?
I think it's on a Sunday.
It is. Yes.
Do the Colts play another Monday night football game?
Yeah, I get. Oh.
They host another Monday night football game.
Yeah, because we play the 26th, don't we?
Yeah, at 8:15.
Isn't it against the Chargers?
Yeah, at 8:15.
Yay! Yeah, we get to Chargers haven't been looking.
Yeah, the Colts.
That
the Colts.
Good
their offense
Monday Night
hasn't
Football.
Been looking good. Exactly. So their defense, and that would be the AFC West right there.
Yeah,
we'd sweep the AFC West. Hopefully.
And then the Giants after that, January 1st, 1 p.m. That's a tough game. Do we watch national, or isn't that the national championship? on New Year's Day? Or is that New Year's
no,
Eve?
That's going to be the semifinals.
Oh, that's
still.
Right. That's right. Do we watch that or do we watch the Colts lose to the Giants?
I would watch that more
no,
than
No, I'm
going to
watch the Colts beat the Giants.
That is going to be their one win. Brian Daboll is going to be like walking off the field. Like, how do we lose to the Colts?
Well, because I just think I don't think anything, actually. The Colts aren't going to win. I don't have any hope for this team.
And then week 18 is going to be the Texans-Colts suck for luck 2.0. Suck for Bryce Young against the Texans.
What if they tie the Texans again? That would be the first game of the year and the last game of the year they tie.
I mean, that'd be fitting.
That would just close off the fake year, that how fake this year is. It's so scripted.
I mean, the Colts didn't get the only tie of the year, though.
I know that, but like...
Commanders-Giants tied.
Yeah.
20-20. So I guess that's good for something as you're listening to Sports Spotlight on WBDG FM HD1 Indianapolis. We're going to go to a quick break, and then we're going to come back talking about the World Cup. The United States, unfortunately, is not in there. And as the fake soccer fan I am, the World Cup doesn't exist anymore. I'm just kidding. But we do have some sad news to give you guys after the break. But we're going to go to a quick break on Sports Spotlight on Indy's Giant 90.9.
I've been driving trucks for a long time. Safety is my number one priority. I know that my truck has huge blind spots. That's why I remember to check my mirrors often for smaller vehicles. Everyone can help keep our roads safe. Next time you're behind the wheel, try to avoid lingering in those blind spots. It can be dangerous. Let's all plan to share the road safely. Learn how at www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
I deserve a reward. After all, I found our dream house.
Have a pickle.
Thanks.
But I found out how much the house was going to cost. Pass the jar.
But I found us the perfect mortgage.
But then I found out the house had radon.
Ugh.
The radioactive gas that's the second leading cause of lung cancer.
Yeah, well,
I need two pickles.
I found the phone number to call, 1-800-SOS-RADON, where you can get all the information you need to test your home and fix a radon problem. I'd like some ice cream with this pickle.
Are you trying to tell me something?
Protect your family from radon. Call 1-800-SOS-RADON. 1-800-SOS-RADON.
Welcome back to the Sports Spotlight. Indy's Giant 9.9. We got some Oliver Tree going on here. But this is a Sports Spotlight. We're talking about the World Cup. The World Cup is in full effect right now. But I mentioned it earlier. We do have some sad news. Unfortunately, Pelé, the famous Brazilian soccer player, was put in end-of-life care after he stopped receiving chemotherapy, after his body stopped responding to it. So he was put in end-of-life care. So that is very unfortunate. But Brazil is still in, trying to win this one for Pelé. So this is sad news. But anyway, we're going to get into the soccer news. The Netherlands defeat the United States. That was the first game of the playoffs there, or the bracket, you could say, the round of 16, 3-1. So the United States is out. But the Argentina defeats Australia 2-1. So the Netherlands and Australia will play in that one. The Netherlands looked pretty good that game. The United States, not so much.
No, I think it finally just caught up to this U.S. team. I mean, they played well against England, but the biggest thing with this U.S. team is on offense, they just could not score. There's a reason why they drew the first two games, and then they had to win against Iran, and they did what they had to, but...
They won 1-0, though.
Yeah, I know. But I'm not surprised that the Netherlands beat the U.S. I was frustrated for sure, but hey, at least you made it to the round 16. You're better than, like, Belgium and Germany, who also got eliminated. And then Italy didn't even make the whole thing this year.
Italy and Norway, who didn't even qualify.
So
I think Norway's really only got Holland.
Yeah, and they do.
That's about it.
Italy was just surprising, though, because they're always so competitive. But, hey, this has been a fun World Cup to see some upsets, so I've enjoyed it. I mean, we had Morocco make it, and they were leading their group stage. No one could have expected that, because Morocco had a good group around them.
Still called soccer.
Exactly.
It's still called soccer. Japan loses to Croatia. Unfortunately, Japan was like one of my favorite teams to watch in the World Cup. They lost 1-1, but with penalty kicks. Croatia won with 3 penalty kicks to Japan's 1.
That's just always the worst way to lose in penalties, but that just means that you put a heck of an effort. You just missed it at the end. So Japan has represented their country well in the World Cup. You always see the stuff being posted on social media about the respect they've shown. So
the fans,
that's a good thing to hear.
Yeah, yeah. I think if the rest of the world take notes from Japan, the rest of the world take notes. Sure, it did take thousands of years of the emperors and the shoguns and killing people in the streets and everything like that, and you know.
Yes, my favorite thing about the World Cup, we go back in the history and be like, remember when you guys did all of this stuff?
Remember when you had samurais just walking around the street?
Yeah. What happened?
But anyway, Brazil defeats South Korea. South Korea was like one of my second favorite teams to watch.
Game. South Korea.
Well, that was a fun game. I love watching Brazil.
South Korea barely made it into the playoffs with a goal over, who was it? Who'd they play? Was it Portugal?
I don't remember.
I don't know. In the group stage, they had like a last second goal. It was like in the 90th minute. 90 plus one. It was an extra time. And then they ended up winning there. But Brazil wins 4-1. Croatia and Brazil will play on Friday. France defeats Poland 3-1. And England shuts out Senegal 3-0. So England and France will play on Saturday.
Now
and then
today.
Today, Today's moving today.
Game. That was the Friday. Yeah, that was the Sunday game. You went
yes.
Saturday, Monday, Sunday.
Today's a fun game. Yeah. Today's games are actually fun.
Today at 10 a.m., Morocco and Spain. Morocco, one of those teams that, Max, you were talking about.
Underdogs in this tournament. I'd love to get to see them beat Spain.
And then Portugal and Switzerland. I think we all can tell, unless there's an upset, we all can tell who's going to win that game.
Yeah, Portugal.
And, yeah, at 2 p.m., Portugal. So
I'll be watching that in class. I won't.
As of right now, we have the games here. Netherlands and Argentina. Honestly, I think that Messi's run ends here.
I want to see an Argentina-Brazil semifinal.
I think that would be really fun. I still think Brazil's going to win it all just based on the dominance they've had.
Yeah, that's what
tournament.
I've been saying since the start. I love Brazil. I've favorited them. They look great, and I just love Neymar too. So
could we see
one goal away?
No bias there. No bias there.
Could we see a semifinal with Messi, Neymar, Mbappe, and
Ronaldo?
Ronaldo. I don't know why I'm spacing on his name. He's the most famous soccer player ever.
Portugal.
Allegedly.
But like, could we see that as a semifinal? That'd be so cool.
You know, England's gonna screw that up though, and be like, we need to see Harry Kane make it to the semifinals. Losers.
It's football.
I can very much see a Brazil, a Brazil and Portugal final. That would be,
seems like what everyone's expecting. I just feel like for the last few years, everyone's always been like, Portugal's going to make it this far, and then Portugal gets upset, and they don't make it even to the semifinals, so I just think they're going to end up screwing that up, and Portugal's going to end up getting eliminated early.
Yeah, that could be definitely a thing. Obviously, it's one of those things that all it takes is one bad game. But in my opinion, I do think it's going to be, in my humble hot take opinion, it's going to be Netherlands, Brazil, France, and Portugal in the semifinal. And then another hot take, Netherlands and Portugal. I think that Portugal is going to get hot, Netherlands, and the Dutchmen are going to get hot as well, and that's going to be my final.
Interesting choice for sure. We'll have to find out.
I don't know anything about soccer.
Well, I can't tell,
enough.
But
I
wasn't going to say that.
I know enough about soccer. Let's just say that. I know enough. I know enough when it comes. I don't know, like,
he knows one name brand player from each team.
I couldn't tell you, like the Premier League and but I pay attention when the World Cup comes around. You know what I mean?
You're like everyone. Yes.
Sorry. Sorry. Well, at least I'm better than some Americans who stop watching it completely when the United States.
It's the beautiful game. Why don't you watch it always? Obviously, it's what the British people say. Listen, we have cool sports.
I want to watch a game where teams will score like 54 points, 33 points in the fourth quarter, not games where it's tied 0-0 and then go, oh, we're just going to end the game. Oh, all right. You know, they both played really well. We're just going to end the... No, there's a winner and the loser. Don't tell me... We're not going to talk about the NFL dumb tying after overtime. Those don't count. You know why I love baseball? Because they'll go 30 innings, 0-0, and they'll keep playing.
What about that the one college game a year that goes to like four overtime.
I love it.
Or then there was like last year, didn't we have like an Illinois game go to nine overtime or something?
It wasn't nine,
but it was
Virginia Penn State, I believe. It was like seven overtime.
I just remember I saw the game start at like two and it was still happening much later than that. And I was like, how is this still going on?
What was it? I'm looking at it right now.
Either way, that's the joys of college football. And we'll bring that up eventually, but they had the college football playoff rankings.
Yeah, Illinois Penn State. You're right. I thought it was Virginia. It was seven overtime. So, yeah, that was pretty crazy there. But the World Cup is going on. But like I said, my thing is Netherlands, Portugal. But for the edge factor of it, Argentina, Portugal, Messi, Ronaldo. So did you see that picture of the chessboard of them playing?
Yeah.
So I found out something. I don't know if you've seen this, but the game that they put on the chessboard, it was actually pretty cool, was a game between two famous like chess players who are really like the best at chess. The game that they put on the board ended up ending in a tie.
Oh.
So what does this mean?
There's no best. No, third place is best, obviously.
Yeah. And then in the third place game, we didn't even talk about that. I think it's going to be England, France. Or not England. That's the semifinal. Yeah. I think it's going to be Brazil, France. And I think that Brazil will win that game.
I think Portugal, if Portugal loses any time in soon, it would be in the quarterfinals because I think Spain wins against Morocco. And then I don't see Portugal losing to France or England, obviously, but one of those two winners of those games. So I see Portugal either, like Max said, either getting eliminated early or they're going to take it a decent way.
Yeah, we could see that going on there. But with that, we're going to end that and go into the college football playoff rankings, looking at some of the bowl games, reviewing some of those. Notre Dame made the Gator Bowl. Purdue made a bowl. I forgot what bowl they're exactly in.
Are they like against LSU and like the Cheez-It Bowl or something else?
I don't know. Let me look that up.
I thought this conversation was for after the break.
No,
we don't believe in breaks.
We just went to the break. They are in the Cheez-It. They're going to Orlando, the Cheez-It Citrus Bowl against LSU. You were correct, Max. Good job. I think that Penn State get the Rose Bowl bid. They do have a better record, in my opinion. My humble opinion that nobody cares about. Purdue got second place in the Big Ten. Okay? Technically speaking, they got second place in the Big Ten. Purdue lost in the Big Ten championship to Michigan. Michigan's in the college football playoff. I think that since Purdue got second place, they should get the automatic bid from the Big Ten to the Rose Bowl.
No, they get killed.
That's my humble opinion that nobody cares about.
They've sucked this year. It's just that the west part of the Big Ten is awful.
That is true.
So, no, they...
The west is always terrible.
Let them enjoy getting killed by LSU on January 2nd at 1 p.m. on ABC. Let them enjoy it. They got killed on Fox for the Big Ten title game anyway.
Yeah. But let's go through the rankings real quick. Georgia, Michigan, TCU, and Ohio State are your top four. Ohio State lost their final game of the year to Michigan. They were out of the playoffs. And then USC loses to Utah again and bumps in Ohio State.
TCU lost as well. TCU lost. Still able to stay in, luckily.
I mean, they did have to play a game. To be fair, they played a game that nobody else really had to play besides Georgia and Michigan. I mean, so they played the Pac-12 championship, and was it the Pac-12 or the Big 12?
Big 12.
I can never remember. Yeah,
this is Big 12 versus Kansas State.
That's right. I thought so, but then they ended up losing in the Big 12 championship, 31-28 in overtime. So their only loss of the year was a 3-point loss in overtime to a team in a game that not a lot of teams had to play.
Yeah.
So I agree with that being in there. This is a good list, I'm not going to lie. Georgia undefeated, Michigan undefeated, TCU and Ohio State at 3-4. Alabama at number 5. Let's play Celebration by Kool and the Gang because Alabama and Clemson are not in the college football playoff.
That's a first for a long... It's end of an era.
That's the first time.
Like, it has to be since, like, when they started, when it was Florida State always making it.
It's the first time since the college football playoff that we've not had a playoff without Alabama and Clemson.
Would have been nicer if we had Ohio State out, too.
Alabama or Clemson. Ohio State's fine. I like Ohio State in there because we can have a Michigan-Ohio State national championship, but we do have some news with that. Jackson Smith and Jigba declaring for the NFL draft, not going to play in the college football playoff. He's done with college football. So could we see that, even though Marvin Harrison Jr., I believe, is a better wide receiver, could we see that as a turning point for Ohio State against Georgia?
I mean, they're already going to be major underdogs because this Georgia team has looked good all year long.
Yeah, their defense is actually insane.
And, I mean, their quarterback, Stetson Bennett, he's just fine. Yeah. I know people are going to be like, oh,
he's a quarter of a century old.
You know, he's being nominated for a Heisman. The Heisman Trophy doesn't mean anything anymore, okay?
Yeah.
Their quarterback is just fine. I was really hoping he was going to leave Georgia because he was saying, like, seeming like he was going to, like, be done with college football. And then he's like, I'm back because we won a title, all because of me, obviously.
Yeah,
because of that great defense.
But speaking of the Heisman Trophy, it's becoming a quarterback's award anyway. But with that, the Heisman Trophy guys, the candidates were revealed last night. Caleb Williams of USC, Ohio State's C.J. Stroud, TCU's Max Duggan, and Georgia's Stetson Bennett making up the top four. So, in my opinion, I do think that Caleb Williams will win the Heisman.
I think C.J. Stroud will probably win it.
I'm going with my boy Max, and that's not just because his name is Max. TCU has obviously looked good this year. Max Duggan for the win.
Notice
it's going to probably be Stetson, though.
We all have different answers.
That's good, but guess who got left out? Stetson Bennett. Because he's old.
He's overrated.
It's because of that defense. That defense is crazy.
What about Hendon Hooker? People were like, it should have been Hendon Hooker.
Well, if he wouldn't have torn his ACL and had those extra couple of games, maybe.
Yeah. Spencer Rattler isn't your number one?
No.
That guy's terrible.
Just mediocre.
Yeah. Well, he's not terrible, obviously. You know,
he made it to the D1 college.
Yeah.
And he's competitive.
Yeah.
Yeah, but in the college quarterback scheme, he's not looking like he's one of the best.
Yeah, definitely there. But we're going to go to another quick break and then come back with college basketball to get some big stuff there. But real quick, before we go to a quick break, I do want to talk about some of the bowl games around the area, the big bowl games in Indiana. Like I said, Notre Dame in the Tax Slayer Gator Bowl. They will play South Carolina. And the Gator Bowl there played in Jacksonville. Florida, Purdue, we talked about playing in the Citrus Bowl, the Cheez-It Bowl, whichever way. It said both of them on there. It was the
Cheez-It is sponsoring the Citrus Bowl
now. The Cheez-It Citrus Bowl. It used to just be the Cheez-It Bowl.
Well, no, that's a separate one because this is just the Citrus Bowl that everyone always knows. And they had a Cheez-It Bowl, but then Cheez-It this year was like, we're going to sponsor another bowl to confuse everyone because they use the same logo, too.
Oh, so the Cheez-It Citrus Bowl played against LSU. We'll see that one. IU, obviously not bowl eligible because they suck.
Yeah.
IU football. But did you see the Orange Bowl is being played by two orange teams?
And whoever wins cannot use the color, or whoever loses cannot use the color orange.
They're
going to
wear both orange uniforms.
Only different color helmets.
Yeah, I don't know how true that's going to be. I don't know.
I don't know how true it's going to be
either. Is it going to allow that?
If he has to say.
They would not allow that. No way.
The only thing to make
so many interceptions. The
only thing that will make that more of an Orange Bowl is to have Syracuse in it. Because they're literally the orange.
I feel like what they are going to do is, like, one team's going to be top orange and then the other team's going to be bottom orange, or it's probably going to be one's all orange, one's all white, or whatever. I don't know what they're going to do, honestly, because it's going to be a confusing game if it's not handled correctly.
It should still be a fun one between Tennessee and Clemson. I know we've been saying that Clemson's overrated this year, which they were, but still, it's two good programs. Two good teams. It'll be fun.
Yeah. But anyway, we're going to go to a quick break and then come back with men's basketball from college, the college world. But before that, we're going to go to a break. Sports Spotlight Indies, Giant 90.9.
This conversation could save the life of a loved one.
Dad, so sorry.
Come here. Are you okay?
No.
You've seemed pretty down lately. Have you been thinking about taking your life?
Today, teens are at increased risk for experiencing anxiety and depression, and finding mental health support has become even more challenging. Get help at mylifeisworthliving.org/help and check out our YouTube channel for the first animated series about teen mental health.
What makes essential workers essential?
We keep where you work and live clean and safe.
We harvest fresh produce for your families to eat.
We help you heal when you're sick.
Essential workers help our nation run. You're in every corner of our country and come from all over the globe. I'm Marty Walsh. The Wage and Hour Division at the Department of Labor helps ensure you receive the essential protections you deserve. Visit our website or call 866-4-US-WAGE.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Labor.
Celebrate good times is what Houston is thinking right now. Number one in the men's basketball. Houston at 8-0 and 5-0 in at home. They've played one home game, one neutral site. Texas 6-0 at number two. Virginia number three at 7-0. And Purdue bringing joy to Indianapolis. They are number four at 8-0, I guess. Well, Indianapolis, Indiana. As a whole, I guess, if you're from Northern Purdue or Indiana, or if you're just a Purdue fan, they're number four. UConn at 9-0, the last undefeated, top undefeated ranked team. Auburn 8-0, Maryland 8-0 as well, and Mississippi State 8-0. But because of schedule and stuff like that, Connecticut, UConn, number five at 9-0, and Kansas 8-1 at six. Tennessee 7 at 7-1. Alabama 8-7-1, Arkansas number 9-7-1, and Arizona number 10. So that is our top 10 in college basketball. IU drops down to 14 after their. I don't even want to say it. I can't even get the L out of my mouth. It's Rutgers.
It was interesting to see IU lose to Rutgers. That wasn't supposed to happen, but oh
not
well.
At all. But, I mean, to be fair, it is Rutgers. For some reason, Indiana cannot beat Rutgers.
I mean, the biggest thing is I think this humbles them a little bit because they've been hearing all year long that they're for sure you're locked into the Final Four. They're going to be like this contending team because all the IU fans are always like, we're the next coming of the titles from forever ago. And this team's, they're still going to be good. They could make a run in the tournament, but they're not going to make it that far. So, I mean, it humbles them a little bit. I still think Houston is a bit overrated. I know they're number one. They have some good guys, but you got to be number one when you get some ranked wins, and they haven't had any ranked wins at all this year.
Whoops, hit the wrong button.
We're celebrating that they don't have any ranked wins.
Yeah.
Let's go, committee. You should have listened to me. I obviously know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, but I know that Kyle Stout would be happy. Kentucky ranked number 16. Gonzaga ranked number 18, and guess who's not ranked? North Carolina. They might have gone the quickest. They just speed ran it, you know, going from number one to unranked as quickly as possible.
Michigan State sucked too. They were up to 20th, and they started out unranked. They got ranked because they won, and they already lost again.
Yeah, so they're unranked as well. Some big names there. Michigan unranked as well. Speaking of Michigan State, but you know, can't win them all. You know, can't. I don't think anybody's ever going to have a good run as 2008 Florida did when they won the national championship and March Madness.
No, that's never going to happen again.
I don't think so. I mean, just when you have that good of athletes all around to be that good, I don't think it'll ever happen. Lucas, what are your takes on that, on a team winning the football and basketball national championships in the same year?
It's kind of unique. I mean,
do you think any team will ever do it again?
Yeah, for sure. I just, I do think so. It's a really confusing one because it just depends. It just really depends.
You just have to be lucky that you're truly.
I feel like, I don't even know if they like come together and like, all right, you guys make sure you draft this player. We'll draft this player. We're going to make this happen. It's definitely cool for that to happen. It's unique, but I don't think it's going to happen anytime soon again.
It's probably difficult with NIL deals and stuff.
What if it goes back to back? What if a team did that? That would be.
What, back to back football and back to back basketball?
Yeah.
Oh, that would go.
That would
would get an investigation for sure. You're gonna start seeing the FBI tampering pose or whatever they keep trying to get Kansas for that they've been trying to get them for like a decade now.
Or doesn't just matter, like though. No. Or for
Kansas bowl eligible. We didn't talk about that, but they are bowl eligible.
I still can't believe Kansas is good at football.
That's funny. Kansas is always funny to see them do good at sports that aren't basketball.
UConn's doing good at football, too. And the thing is, they have sucked the last few years. Just to get a new head coach this year, and it started to be successful. But, yeah, hey, the joys of the college football bowl games. I'm always the weird one who likes to see the random mid-majors play, just because I'm one of those people.
I hate you, Max.
I can understand that.
I hate you.
We're airing our grievances right now. You're not a fan of the Bahamas Bowl with UAB and Miami of Ohio? You're not going to like rewatching that?
I will absolutely.
I'm actually going to be watching
because I
Northern Southern State Technical Institution versus Eastern Western of the Woods.
You enjoy your day then.
State.
That sounds very.
And they play in the WBDG sponsored Ford Fusion Bowl.
There we go.
Played in Halifax, Nova Scotia.
The Canada Bowl.
I don't know. But anyway, that wasn't a funny joke. That was a stretch. But anyway,
we were trying to support you. We tried our best. It was very difficult to do because you just like were floundering and we were trying so hard. You could have done anything, but you were like,
I just started agreeing
with
you.
The Ford Fusion Bowl.
There we go. Don't give them ideas.
No. Right.
If they already have the Bad Boy Mowers Bowl, who knows what else is going to happen.
The what?
The Bad Boy Mowers Bowl.
I'm watching that just because of the cool name.
That's the best part about these mid-majors playing.
I'm seeing who plays in that game.
I'm watching the Bahamas Bowl for
Bad
sure.
Boys. Are you not going to be watching? I don't know if it still is around anymore, but it was for a while. Do you guys not want to watch Washington State Fresno State in the Jimmy Kimmel LA Bowl?
What? Jimmy Kimmel owns a bowl game?
Yeah, he's had it for the last few years. It's at SoFi.
This is a pinstripe bowl. They just named it Bad Boy Mowers.
Whatever it takes. They've had it around for a while because they used to put it like in Alabama or something too.
Yeah. Jimmy Kimmel owns a bowl game.
He does. Yeah, he got it like in 2020 and they canceled it, but still, he had it last year, and I think UNLV played in it or something. Either way, I could not believe it when I saw it. And there's of course the Duke's Mayo Bowl. That's always a good one where they dump mayo right on top of you.
That's gross.
Hey, they have a good social media game.
The Cheez-It Bowl is cool because they dump Cheez-Its on you.
That is true.
I love Cheez-Its.
Hopefully we can see like Purdue get Cheez-It Bowl.
And they can bring some back home.
Maybe.
Bring some to us. That's what we're asking.
They're going to like.
We don't care about the Rose Bowl. We care about the Cheez-It Bowl here on the Sports Spotlight.
Yeah, takeaways are bowl games are weird. College football's back. Colts still suck.
Pacers won.
Pacers did win. Andrew Nembhard had a double-double against the Warriors.
Whatever it takes.
Points.
On the West Coast trip, Nembhard needs to go off, and then the Pacers will win. Otherwise, they're going to lose again. Like
could
they
he
have
be
to,
a real
everyone
deal?
Else.
Could he be the real deal?
I think really just this entire roster is very talented on the Pacers team. So, yes, I think he can be. He's shown that a couple of times already.
All right. Well, bowl games are weird. Pacers are good, kind of. Right now, they're doing pretty good. College football playoff or college football is ending. College basketball is getting into full swing, and the Colts still suck. But anyway, that has been this episode. Thank you so much for listening to the Sports Spotlight on Indy's Giant 90.9.
From Raceway Road to the Circle.
Please hang up and try again.
We're first on your dial for variety. Giant 90.9.